The National Commission for the Promotion of Equality, the NCPE, of which I am commissioner, is an equality body that works to ensure that Maltese society is free from any form of discrimination on the basis of the Equality for Men and Women Act. As commissioner, I am empowered to investigate complaints of alleged discrimination and to initiate ex officio investigations on any discriminatory practice within our remit. Following an investigation, the Commission issues an opinion determining whether there was any breach of equality law. In 2023, 62 complaints were lodged. We also promote the gender mainstreaming strategy within the public administration. The NCPE consolidates a yearly report to the Permanent Secretary responsible for equality on developments following the receipt of submissions by stakeholders that include recommendations on the next steps. The NCPE also seeks to build up the knowledge of public officers on gender mainstreaming through training sessions. The NCPE is part of the Interministerial Committee, supports the implementation of the Gender Equality and Mainstreaming Strategy and Action Plan, the GEMSAP, whose first framework was adopted in November 2022. The NCPE also gives feedback to laws, policies, and strategies issued for public consultation, as well as training sessions to enhance awareness in the public administration sector. For the 13th consecutive year, the NCPE awarded the Equality Mark certification to organizations that make gender equality one of the core values and recognize and promote the potential of all employees, irrespective of gender or caring responsibilities. 136 organizations employing over 31,000 employees are currently certified with the NCPE's Equality Mark. Publication of research on gender issues is another priority. In 2023, the NCPE carried out a study to analyze the prevalence of stereotypes in Maltese society, revealing that despite progress, some traditional gender roots persist, particularly in relation to care and social expectations on the gendered behavior of women and men. The NCPE will embark on an awareness campaign on gender stereotypes to sensitize the general public on the topic. Work is also underway on a study on the perceptions and attitudes of women and men on work-life balance with a specific focus on family size, analyzing which challenges emerge when reconciling work and childcare responsibilities, and noting factors that hinder or encourage women and men to have more children. Our latest initiative is the launch of the NCPE Equal Pay Tool in November, seeking to facilitate the application of equal pay for equal work between genders in organizations that employ at least 50 persons and are certified with the Equality Mark. To enhance women's participation in public and political life, the gender corrective mechanism has been implemented, whereby if following an election, the number of MPs identifying as the underrepresented sex is less than 40% of all the elected MPs, it provides for up to an additional 12 MPs of that sex to be elected to the House. In the 2022 general election, after application of the mechanism, the representation of women increased to 28% from 15%. The EU co-funded project Strengthening Knowledge on Integration and Non-Discrimination 2022-2024 aims to identify the needs of minority groups, focusing on racism, Islamophobia, Afrophobia, through focus group sessions, training for trade union representatives, members from institutions, public entities, and migrants, as well as capacity building for the NCPE and an awareness raising campaign. Thank you, Mr. Ambassador.
Thank you.